Hello everybody and welcome to episode 60 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 30th of April 2007. Now, I know this is my 60th podcast and I should really be really excited, but at this moment in time I'm really fed up with life, but we'll get into that later on the podcast. So if you're expecting one of my nice happy podcasts, well, I hate to tell you, you're going to be disappointed. It's going to start off okay and then right at the end it's going to go downhill big time. So if you're feeling all happy and you don't want to get depressed, listen to this. If you're feeling depressed and you don't want to get even more depressed, again, don't listen to this because you're going to find out soon enough what's going wrong. Anyway, we'll get on to what I've been up to in the past couple of days. So now I'll speak about some happy stuff that I've been up to, well, sort of happy, I guess. Anyway, on Thursday, which would have been the 26th, me and Mike went to Neaton Park. We didn't stay there that long because last time we went it was really hot and this time it was a bit on the nippy side, so we sort of had a quick walk around and went into some cafe there and had some, well, went to a tea room. Mike had some tea and I had a drink of Pepsi. And then once we got back, Mike very nicely cooked us both dinner, which, what did we have? It was like a big roast chicken that we had, and I had, it wasn't massive, and roast potatoes, and then Mike had sort of vegetables and stuff. Most of you all know that I don't like vegetables. And anyway, then once we'd done that, we watched something called American Dad, which is some, it's meant to be some like a cartoon comedy thing, but I didn't think it was that funny to be honest. Everybody at work's been going about, oh, I don't know how good it is, but I didn't have that many laugh out loud moments, so I need to sort of watch some more and see if it gets any better or not, but I don't think you all do. And then after that, we went to CMS 29 again at the Met Lounge. I know it was only like 2 weeks ago that we saw them stand for it, since they're such a good band, we thought, well, it's not, they're not in Peterborough that often on the local, so we thought we might as well go and see them again, so it was good seeing them again. And then when we got back home, we just sort of played on the internet for a while before going to bed. Now then, this is a bit where it's going to get really, really depressive. If you've read my blog on my, not my website, on myspace.com, which is myspace.com/GSValentine, or if you've looked at my Wetsuit Lads website in the past day, you'll probably know that me and Mike have just broken up. To be honest, I think I've seen it coming for a while because, well, I don't know what's went wrong. He just sort of, I guess, fell out of love with me, to be honest. You can tell my voice is going here because I'm still sort of getting over it. It was only broke up sort of yesterday. Anyway, so that's basically what's happened. So what else can I say about it? Well, I've sort of known for a couple of weeks that something's going on, but he couldn't look me in the eye. Just normally when you sort of go to bed, you give me a nice hug goodnight, a kiss and say goodnight, love and stuff like that. But in the past couple of weeks, nothing. I've sort of kissed him, I'm going to give him a hug, he's just sort of looked at me funny and stuff like that. So I sort of basically sent him a message the other day, sort of asking what's going on. And then he basically sort of sent one back saying, well, it's sort of over basically, that he'd fallen in love with me. So basically 11 mainly great months of my life have just sort of gone down the pan big time. So it's quite scary to think that a couple of weeks ago, we were sort of like talking about moving in together and everything else, and then suddenly he declares he doesn't love me. So sort of, to me, I sort of got to think, well, is it something I've done or what? Because I know for a fact I've tried my damnedest to make it work, but I've sort of known for a while it's not been going 100% right, so I've been trying my best to sort of get things, sort of add a bit of spice into it, but it takes two people to make a relationship slip and one person to break up, so to make it go horribly wrong, so that's it, sort of went over and done with. So in a lot of ways, I'm glad that we broke up before we hit the big sort of like year, because that would have been worse if we sort of got to that stage and then broken up, so it's just going to feel weird sleeping in the bed by myself, and I don't know, everything's going to feel a bit weird again, but hey, I'm single again, so if there's any fit young guys out there listening, actually you can be as young as long as you're legal age, then please get in contact with me. So anyway, so this podcast has sort of started off okay and then going downhill big time. I know it's my 60th podcast and it should be like a cerebrally podcast with a reached milestone of 60 and stuff like that, but I just don't feel like, oh yeah, just before I do go, I'm going to go back onto something a little bit happier. Well, for me it's happier. I cycled into work for the first time this year. Normally I don't sort of cycle into work till sort of June, July. And this year I cycled into work on Saturday, so that would have been the 28th. I didn't do it in the best time ever, mainly because it was quite windy on the way, and I'm just going to find my website starts to bore with how long it took me to get in. No, la 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 la, I can't find it. Sorry, just speak amongst yourselves to look for. Here we go. I left the house just after 4:15, and it took me 1 hour, 37 minutes and 17 seconds, with an average speed of 14.8. Maximum speed of 30.8, and that was 24 miles. Yeah, just over 24 miles. So it would have taken a bit less than that, but I sort of got, just left the house for 5 minutes and suddenly thought I'd forgot my tie, so I had to go back and get my tie. Anyway, so that's basically it for this podcast. So hopefully Chan will be a little bit happier when I do my next podcast. But just have to get used to being single again, and hey, it happens, eh? So I'll say goodbye for now. Yep, bye.